welcome to the UV Little Records podcast broadcast. I'm John Hain. Tonight we're going to be featuring the music of Stephanie Rearick, more specifically her solo work. I won't be playing anything from her various bands over the years, but I will be playing cuts from all of her solo albums as well as an unreleased live cut near the end of the program. We had the honor of having her in the studio for a short interview, so I'll play some of that a little bit later also. And currently she's on tour, so check her website for dates, especially if you live anywhere east of Madison, Wisconsin. StephanieRearick.com, StephanieRearick.com. And as always, you can find lots more information at our website, uvulittle.com, UVULITTLE. The first song you heard was Bagatelle, a wonderful instrumental song from her first CD, The Long Picnic. And now we're going to listen to a couple tracks, the first two tracks, from Starbelly, her 2005 release, which won an award from the Madison Area Music Awards for the most unique album by a Madison artist for 2005, and we really couldn't agree more. It's a very unique and very wonderful piece of work. She recorded it all herself on her upright piano at her house, and we're going to hear him and then Starbelly. great. Now we're going to listen to a couple songs from The Bucket Rider. It's Stephanie's second solo CD, and it was recorded in 2003. It's her most classically influenced CD. A number of the songs were written as a score for a silent film, so a lot of that ended up on the record, and it is more classic feeling. The two songs that I'm going to play aren't classical songs per se, although they certainly have lots of classical elements. These Birds and Lamentation.
These birds have to scratch and scramble. These birds only want to tweet. These birds plow through brush and bramble just to get a speck of grain to eat. Scratch and scramble, want, plow, for the chance to pick their masters. These birds have to scratch and scramble. These birds only want to screech. These birds plow through brush and bramble for the chance to pet their master's feet. Thank you.
Last week, before Stephanie left on her tour, she took a few minutes to talk with me about the tour, about her upcoming album, about music in general, and various other topics. So I'm going to play a little bit of that interview, and then we'll get back to some music. Oh yeah, okay, ready? Take two. Oh, here's Stephanie Rierich now. Hi, Stephanie. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm fine, John. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Funny you should stop by. I've just been recording a new podcast broadcast featuring you and your songs.
Me and my songs?
That's right. So it's ironic that you stopped by. And do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, I do.
Great. You're about to head out on a tour, although I think when our listeners hear this, it'll probably be a day or two into it. And you're working on a new record, and anything else going on?
That's about it.
So tell us about the tour.
Well, I'm going tomorrow, and I'm going between Michigan, where I'm playing with my new band, featuring John Hain on guitar and Justin Behrens, formerly of Your Mom, on bass. And we'll be playing under the moniker Rierich and the Mann Sisters at the Michigan Peace Festival. Justin Behrens is the bass player from our first band, Your Mom, who last played together in 1996. So now after a 10-year lull, we are playing together again. And then I'm headed out by myself after that. I'm going to Detroit and then Cleveland, Akron, New York City, Washington, D.C., and Hamden, Connecticut. And then on the way back, hitting Toledo and then playing a birthday show in Madison, Wisconsin, my home.
As you prepare for your tour, what kind of thoughts are going through your mind?
I'm thinking about packing and getting a whole bunch of crap done before I go.
You're also, I heard, working on a new record. And how is that going? And
all right, well, I haven't really done much yet to work on my new record except start planning it out. And I got my piano tuned, and I'm planning to begin that as soon as humanly possible after I come back from my tour. I figure during my tour I can finish up a couple songs that I haven't finished yet. Driving is a great time to write lyrics. And also playing every night for a long time or playing a whole series of shows really improves my skills. I expect some of the songs to evolve a little bit more on the tour, and I expect my playing and singing to be better when I get back, so it'll be a good time to record. And I'm very excited about the record. I know pretty much the songs on it and the order and the types of production I want to do on it, so I'm pretty excited about that. I'm a lot farther along than I've ever been before beginning to record.
So you're going to start recording the album right when you get back from your tour. It's called Democracy. I know that you're going to be recording it primarily yourself, using your own upright piano. What don't you know and what do you know?
Well, I don't know the words to a couple of the songs yet because I haven't written them yet. I don't know. I guess there are a couple things. I don't know. There are a couple things that may or may not go on, so I guess that's another unknown.
When you sit down and write a song, or write a song driving or walking or bicycling, what do you think about? What is a song?
What's important to me when I make a song is that I like the sound of it, that it's not too predictable, I guess. Occasionally it's nice to have predictable, but I usually try to steer clear a little bit. But it's not too, I don't know. I don't really like it if it's too pretty or all one. Well, I don't know, that's weird. I like pretty songs too. I guess I don't like, I don't want it to sound too much like any other songs. I want to make sure the words mean something and aren't really predictable also, and they make sense. I guess those things are important to me, but more important, I feel like it's important to convey something that actually has something to say when possible. I don't think every song has to do that, but I like to do that more often than not. Don't believe what you read.
Thanks, Stephanie. Thanks for stopping by. It was really a great pleasure and a wonderful time.
Likewise, I'm sure.
You are still listening to the UV Little Records podcast broadcast. I'm going to play three more songs and then call it a night. First, we're going to hear probably my favorite Stephanie Rearick song. It's called Elegy, and it actually appears on two of her releases. It appears on the Live from Mother Fools recording of 1999, and it also appears on her studio album called The Long Picnic. I'm going to play the live one and follow that up with one of my favorite instrumentals by her. It's called Folk Tune. It's the lead-off track from The Long Picnic. And then we're going to close down the show with a live recording of one of her Boss Loop Station pieces, The Man Who Stole Tomorrow. This is from a 2003 recording that she did here in Madison over at Liquid Lyrics Lounge. So enjoy, and we'll see you in a couple weeks with Episode 8.
Thanks. Not everything will be that bleak. This is a song about a horrific scenario of displacement. It's for Darcy, it's called Baker.
Thank you. This has been a broadcast of the UV Little Records podcast. Broadcast.
Meep.